This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Federal agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration raided a small clinic in Chippewa County last week that specialized in treating chronic pain and addiction. Some of the community have applauded the DEA for shutting down a suspected narcotics pill mill. Others say the raid has cut off a life-saving source of medicine, keeping patients from using illegal drugs. As Rich Kramer reports, it's the latest chapter in the long and complicated story of opioid medications and addiction in Wisconsin.
I'm just trying to get help.
Fritz Cromwell of Blair is afraid of what comes next. Okay. If he can't get a doctor to refill his twice daily 10 milligram methadone prescription, he'll break out in sweats, severe nausea, and diarrhea.
It's like a double barrel shotgun. The sickness is going to kick in, and the pain is going to kick in. And if you ever seen the inside of my body, you would think the Lusitania has nothing on me.
Cromwell is talking about the steel rods up his back and neck. After breaking his spine, numerous surgeries have left 4-inch scars where vertebrae were rebuilt. He says he lived with chronic pain and was addicted to drugs like heroin and crack. But 16 years ago, he got clean with the help of Dr. Clifford Bovee.
I guess I gave my life to Dr. Bovee and God, more or less. And he was like a father to me.
That came to an end when federal agents raided Dr. Bovee's Cadott Medical Center last week.
These gals from the DEA dropped in and want to review all my charts.
Dr. Bovee says agents found banned medications and blank prescriptions he'd already signed, a time saver that's also illegal. Bovee says he agreed to stop prescribing narcotic painkillers indefinitely. A pharmacist next door said his records were confiscated as well. The DEA and U.S. Attorney's Office wouldn't confirm the doctor's statements because of an ongoing investigation. Staff at the Cadott Medical Center estimate Dr. Bovee treated around 200 patients for chronic pain and addiction. Some drove 100 miles each way to get high doses. Dr. Bovee says other doctors wouldn't prescribe.
That's how I got this kind of high-risk population that when somebody looks at it, it looks like I'm overprescribing. But I try to have my prescriptions well thought out. I know what the endpoints of toxicity are, and I monitor them closely, give them Narcan for injection if they get too much.
Dr. Bovee says his prescriptions kept patients off street drugs, but also made him a target. In 2012, he was reprimanded and fined by the Wisconsin Medical Examining Board for failing to properly diagnose chronic pain and prescribing narcotics without proper justification. The state currently has 3 open investigations against him.
For the addict community, he was a huge source.
That's a woman we'll call S, who declined to use her real name. She says a close relative began seeing the doctor for pain in 2008. Soon after, she says she started seeing signs of opiate addiction. The relative withdrew and eventually left the state and 2 children behind. That was after S proved to Dr. Bovee the relative was doctor shopping.
I think he trusted people too much, and the community could not believe that he could do that to people.
Federal guidelines released last year encouraged doctors to avoid prescribing opioids and to use lower doses in special cases. Dr. Ala Abdel Saeed of the UW Hospital Pain Clinic says even with the best intentions, doctors relying on narcotic painkillers aren't doing patients any favors.
We have to know that prescribing opioids will harm them down the road. So based on our sympathy, we should actually be very careful about prescribing opioids.
At the shuttered Cadott Medical Center, the phone has been ringing off the hook as panicking patients call for answers. Staff have been working to transfer records to other doctors in hopes they can treat those patients facing chronic pain and the sickness of opiate withdrawal. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.